Greetings and welcome to North Shore Sports Night. I'm Rick Moore, along with our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky. Tim Kearns will be joining us by phone later on, as will Bill Newell and some other people as well. But first, this presentation of MSO News Sports. MSO News Sports is brought to you by Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill. By Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go, enjoy the local flavor. Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, Plastow, New Hampshire. Moore GMC of Danvers, serving the North Shore since 1969. Harrington Trophy, rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Attorney Robert J. Madruga, see Bob for all your tax needs. Gloria Food Store, consistently Beverly's number one deli. The Lynn Museum at 590 Washington Street in Lynn. Columbia Insurance of Lynn. The Porthole Restaurant on the Linway in Lynn. The Lynn Auditorium, one of the premier entertainment venues in the state. And the Daily Item of Lynn and itemlive.com. Daily Item serving the North Shore since 1877. Well, here we go, and good evening. Hello there. We are back sort of in a, not an abbreviated form, but at least a slimmed-down form. Tim not available tonight to get here, but we'll talk to Tim in a little while over the phone. Also chat with Bill Newell. We've got some North Shore student athletes interviews that we'll be replaying as well. They are, in fact, posted, but we do want to play them again on our program. And we also want to discuss how this the selection process on how students are nominated for the Moynihan Lumber North Shore Student Athlete Program, and how your school can get involved with it in case it hasn't been so far. It's a terrific program, and it ends in June at the end of the school year with a terrific luncheon at the Salem Country Club that's hosted by Moynihan Lumber. Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber hosting this event for, I don't know, 22, 23 years now. And it's a great thing, and some of the award winners are just so well known. Great student athletes, and all the kids we talk to are just terrific. And you'll hear those interviews coming up in a little while with Georgetown's Ryan Slack and Beverly's Melissa Lubas. Also, we'll be chatting with Bill Newell, as we mentioned. Bill is Mr. Everything here for MSO, and he's been doing a lot of basketball games as well as our news interviews. And then Tim Kearns, we'll check in with him. He's our sports analyst for sure. And we'll also be talking at the top of the show to Gloucester basketball coach Bill Cahill. He'll bring us up to date on what's happening in the Northeastern Conference, particularly with Gloucester boys basketball. And I'll take a look at some of the hockey tournament, not seeds necessarily, but some of the teams that are ready for the tournament, or at least getting ready for the tournament. We'll take a look at Divisions 1, 2, and 3 coming up here this evening. If you have any suggestions, please send them along to msonewsports@gmail.com, msonewsports@gmail.com. You can also call in at 978-325-3638, 978-325-3638. And you can call at any time, even during the program. I can see it up on the screen here while I'm on the air with another call. So 978-325-3638. If you have any suggestions, comments, complaints, or whatever, want to talk about your team or your kid or your high school, whatever that might be, 978-326-3638. I said it wrong. 978-325-3638. One more time. 978-325-3638. That's our sports hotline. Okay, so that's the lineup for this evening. We're going to be getting back on board soon with Gary Larrabee. We've got a lot of hockey and basketball still to come here, as we'll be covering quite a few teams in the tournament as we get ready for the state tournament. Season winding down a little slow this week because of the school vacation, and then next week is the end of competition, really, before the state tournament begins, both in basketball and hockey here in MSO, but of course in all the other sports as well, and a lot of other sports having some great seasons around the North Shore in our high school area. So we'll check that out and other stuff as well. And do I have anything else here to mention? Yeah, North Shore Today will return tomorrow morning with Bill Newell. And Trending Now will be featured on Thursday morning at 10 a.m. with Josh Arnold. So there you go. Check out the website every day. We have new posts, sometimes 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 in a day as we go along here. It's been a lot of fun, and it continues to be so, and great talking with so many people of interest in and around the North Shore. Take our first break, and we'll come back. We'll check in with Gloucester basketball coach Bill Cahill. The Fishermen have made the state tournament. Yes, I know that, for the second year in a row. And we'll get right to that in just a minute.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? When you come to see us, you're treated like part of our family. GMC has a great lineup with Sierra pickups, the ever-popular Acadia, and the redesigned 2016 Terrain. We are the dealer that will provide you with the best buying experience possible. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at BradfordTavern.com.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name, it's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
All right, we're back now, and we're talking with Gloucester basketball coach, Gloucester boys basketball coach, Bill Cahill. Hi, Coach. How you doing?
Good. Very good, Rick.
Coach, first of all, let me tell you, I appreciate those call-ins. When you send those reports in, tonight you played Swampscott. Dave Bourne called in also, so we had both sides of the story. But I appreciate those. That's great. It's great publicity for the kids and makes us look good, too.
Well, you know, it's not about me. It's about the kids and, you know, anything I do to help them, which is the name of the game.
Excellent, excellent. Well, Bill, tell us a little bit about the ride you guys have had. It looks like you've done well in your in the conference, in your division, and then you've had some very competitive games outside your division. Tell us a little bit about how the season's gone.
Well, right now we're 9-9. The season's been going up and down. I don't make the schedule, so when we play Lynn, Clasco, Lynn English, you know, all the big boys right in a row, it's not easy. In the bracket, we're 8-7. So we're behind Salem, so we were second place last week. There's a big upset. Saugus lost at Winthrop at the buzzer.
Mm-hmm.
So that knocked Saugus out. And Marblehead is two games behind us with one to go. So we're in the playoffs, which is a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know that I know the Salem game was a bit difficult, but you know, from your perspective and everyone else's, they really have a terrific team.
Yeah, I think they're fourth and fifth in Eastern Mass. They're the best team around this area. You know, they're fast, they're smart, they're unselfish, they move the ball. They had lost to Lowell the previous night by 2 points, so they were ready for anything, and unfortunately, we were the bait.
Yeah. Caught you at a bad time. You caught them at a bad time. Well, Bill, tell us a little bit about the highlights. You've had some terrific games and some terrific finishes, and then we'll get to some of your players.
I would say the highlights have been the last couple of weeks. You know, we were near 500, and we lost four in a row to four of the big teams, and the season was really in doubt. And then we, you know, stopped at teams in our division and won four in a row to hang at 500. Mm-hmm. You know, I think our best game was a Marblehead game. They really spanked us the first time up there early, you know, we came back and played our best game, beat them by 8, which, you know, really set the tone to make Winthrop Swanscott, you know, all road games. And got to give the kids a lot of credit because they hung in there when they could have easily packed it in.
Mm-hmm.
And it was at one time we were 5-8. And, you know, the kids play hard, and a lot of credit to them.
Well, obviously, it's coaching has a lot to do with that, but also your leadership, I'm guessing your senior leadership has something to do with it, and you can start probably maybe with Evan Mason?
Yeah, Evan's a junior. He's our leading scorer. He's, you know, got a real good stroke. He's, I knew he was a good player, but I didn't know he was this good last year. He can shoot it with the best of them. You know, he's not shy about putting it up. You know, he's quick. He's, you know, he can play at the next level if he gets a little stronger. Really, the senior Johnny Philpott. You know, he gets a double double every game. He plays hard every game. Plays like his uncle and his father did. He hurt his ankle last week at Swanscott, so he hasn't played yet.
Mm-hmm.
But he's the captain. He's the leader. Point guard's been Alex Militello. He's got some good games and some bad games. But he's an athlete. He's quick and he runs the show. With the most pleasant surprise is freshman Mark Smith. You know, 3 or 4 games into the season, you know, he was dominating JV, so I said, let's give him a shot, and, you know, he's averaging 9 points a game as a freshman. You know, he's an athlete, plays hard, he actually gets it for a freshman. Nate Young's coming on, he's been hurt in football, and he's gonna take Johnny's spot until Johnny gets better.
Mm-hmm.
Center Ryan Gabriel's, you know, played good, he's a big, strong football player, rebounds, hustles. And, you know, it's been a fun group to coach.
Excellent.
They listen, they play hard. You know, we're probably not the most talented, but give me everything they have, which is like an S for.
Yeah. Your freshman also hit a couple of clutch shots near the end of a couple of games, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. He's not afraid to shoot. You know, the first time around, teams don't know him. And then the second time around, they say, hey, we got to guard him.
Yeah.
You know, he's not afraid to shoot the 3 because, you know, they try to stop Evan and Alex. And that leaves Marky open, and he's, like, you know, any good player, he's going to shoot when you're open.
Well, that's what the game is about, ain't it? I mean, you know, that's the fun part. Bill, before...
Why you can score more than the other night is what it's all about.
Oh, yeah, I know. The guys have to ice their elbows sometimes. Bill, going into the season, I'm sure you had certain expectations on how you wanted the kids to play, and now at the end of the season, toward the end of the season, you can look back and see... Maybe what's transpired. Is this the team? Are they playing the style of basketball that you wanted them to? Or if not, how has that evolved? What have you done differently?
Not much differently. You know, we run the same plays, run the same sets. You know, the big question was, you know, we had a good team last year. It was, you know, a lot of seniors last year. And this year we had a lot of unknown factors and a lot of first-year varsity players. But, once they get the system down and, you know, get a little confidence, it's, you know, it's been a fun season. Mm-hmm. I think it would be around 500. I hope to get the tournament, and that's exactly where we're at.
Excellent. Is there good chemistry, Bill? You seem to, like these kids in terms of how they stick together. So I'm guessing there's pretty good chemistry. And as you mentioned, maybe some of the guys are leaders pulling the other kids along.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's been a fun group. They're good kids. There's no trouble kids. You know, kids will be kids, but I really don't have to worry about this group.
Excellent.
And, you know, they are like playing. They like each other. You know, practice is not competitive. And, you know, usually when you bring up some young kids, the older kids, you know, kind of frown on that. But the kids have accepted, you know, Mark. And the, you know, younger kids mess with the older kids. So it's been fun.
Okay. Bill, what's coming up this week, and how many more games you have left?
Like I said, we're in the tournament. We play a tough game tomorrow at Ipswich. They have to win to get in, so it's going to be a battle. And then Thursday, we host Saugus.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a week off. Then we'll know the seedings, I think, the 25th, which would be good to give the kids who are dinged up and hurt, you know, get them some rest, get them healthy for the tournament.
You expect everybody to be back by tournament time?
Yep.
Good.
Yeah, like I said, Johnny's got a sprained ankle. Ryan Gabriel's got shin splints, and Evan just sore all over from playing. He's got a sore ankle, sore foot.
Okay.
A couple days off, we'll do us good. But you know, we want to get these 2 games this week to get a good season and hopefully get a home game.
Absolutely. Now, I don't want to get political, Coach, but how's that basketball court holding up under that roof?
On a scale of 1 to 10, about a 2.
Okay, and that's not being political, that's being observational. I know, as you know, it's a shame what you guys have gone through over there.
Yeah, the problem is the roof leaks, and it leaks more and more every year. It's leaking for a long time. The school officials are aware of it. Kim Patience is aware of it. And, you know, it's getting bad. They had to cancel the track. There's no track there. This was this winter. And the problem is the wood floor, you know, can only take so much water. And it's starting to buckle. Yeah. It's starting to warp certain places. They've replaced it. It's a tough situation. Sometimes when it rains out, it pours right through there.
Well, you know, this has been an ongoing problem since the school was rebuilt, and it's just not right. The kids deserve better than that, and I know that the present school officials are working toward that end, as the city administration is, but it's a shame that the kids have had to put up with this for so long.
Yeah, you know, it's a fill-off. You know, I understand everybody wants to use it, but you know, the roof leaks, and that, you know, that's ruined the floor. I said, you can't fix the floor unless you fix the roof first. That wouldn't make any sense.
Yep, I know.
And then it's like, oh, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, we got no money, we got to do this. It's like everybody points a finger in a circle. But I think that, you know, the people now know that it's a problem. And then, you know, hopefully they'll get the money and get it fixed sometime.
I hope so. Coach, anything else you want to mention? We're going to catch up with you, obviously, during tournament time, but anything you want to mention up to this point?
Thanks for, you know, for your support during the season. You know, it's great anytime, you know, you can get the news out about the team. You know, it's Gloucester basketball. It's not Duke or UCLA. It's, you know, under 128. And it's all Gloucester kids. They play hard and have fun and do the best they can.
Well, what I like, Bill, is that you always mention somebody, and you always point out something good from the opposition, too, and I appreciate that, and I know the kids do on the other teams. And Coach Bourne does that over at Swampscott, too. He's had a really tough year, but he always talks good about all the kids that he reports on. So, Bill, I appreciate that. I know it takes time to do that after a game. I know you're wiped out after a game, and you want to get home after talking with the kids. So thanks a lot. And again, I know that the area sports fans appreciate it, too.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
All right, Coach, good luck this week, and we'll talk to you later.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Bill. That is Coach Bill Cahill of the Gloucester boys basketball team, and he calls in. And again, he and Swampscott coach, anybody can do it. Our coach's hotline is available at 978-325-3638, and you can call in your reports after the game. And even as a fan, you could check in and tell us what you have seen. It's an automated sports hotline, and we get the audio up there. We don't edit it unless there's something to be edited. You know, be polite, be proper. These, as Coach Cahill has mentioned, these are kids, and we love promoting the good. We love promoting the athleticism, the competition, obviously the spirit of good sportsmanship, I think, is so important. And again, whenever I when I think of Doc Enos, I think of how he taught me how to do that in terms of sports reporting. The late, great Doc Enos, former sports editor at the Times, would never, ever, ever say anything bad about a kid in print. You make a mistake as a 15-year-old, I don't think you need to see that being brought up at your 25th reunion as somebody brings a paper saying, hey, remember when you fumbled? I don't think we need that. Okay, we'll take a break, and we're going to come back with our first interview with the North Shore Student Athlete of the Month for January. It's Ryan Slack of Georgetown High School. Bill Newell did that interview, and we'll have that right after the break, and then we'll come back with another one after that. You're listening to North Shore Sports Night on MSONewsSports.com.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence. We pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com.
We are joined by Ryan Slack. He is from Georgetown High School, and he is the male Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Award winner for the month of January. Well, Ryan, congratulations on winning the award.
Thank you very much.
Well, Ryan, tell us, now you're a three-sport captain at Georgetown, which would include soccer, basketball, and baseball. So right now you're in the basketball season, and how's that going for you right now?
We're in the last week of the season with two games left. We're about 3-15, I'd say. And, well, the record's probably not what we've been hoping for. We've definitely shown a lot of improvement from last year. And with the young team that we had, the future is going to look bright for the team.
Well, it's a smaller school, obviously, Georgetown, so you compete against some pretty good teams over night in and night out in the Cape Ann League. Tell me, what was a highlight from the soccer season for you guys?
I think the highlight would have to come in our opening game win against Rockport in Rockport. It was a night game, first game of the season. I think a lot of our fans didn't really know what to expect. We didn't really know what to expect. But we came out against a very talented Rockport team and beat them 1-0. And I think that really proved something to not only those who were following us, but it proved something for ourselves that we knew what we were capable of.
That would have been a special win. You're right. Now, for baseball, obviously, it's not baseball season now. But what have been some of the highlights for you playing baseball at Georgetown?
I think last year was definitely a highlight, making it to the Division IV North Center. We won the North, but then making it to the state semifinals, losing to Pope St. John Paul, who was undefeated. But last year was a lot of fun, a lot of good friends on the team, and we definitely were a close knit group, and we had our focus where it needed to be, and I think that's what contributed to a lot of our success last year.
All right, now I'm going to take all three sports, string them together. Just tell our listeners what positions you play in all three of those sports.
Soccer, I split time at center midfield and center defense. Basketball, mostly point guard / shooting guard. And baseball, I've always been shortstop. I was shortstop last year, but this year I'm kind of undecided because our catcher left, so I might be moving to catcher.
Wow. Well, that's an exciting position. It's actually a much better position than some people think because you're in on every single play, so you can't take a nap behind the plate, that's for sure.
Definitely not.
Yeah. Well, Ryan, I want to talk about the classroom again. It's the Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete Award, and so You have a great weighted great point average of 4.84. You've got a number of academic awards. And I understand that one of the classes that I guess you like and probably good at is math. Tell me about that.
I've always liked math. I've always been good at it. I think a lot of it comes with the kind of, I don't want to say rigid, but expecting nature of math, where you know exactly what you're supposed to do. If you can master a certain aspect, then you'll be fine, unlike some other subjects where it's more memorization or like subjective learning. I like math because it's very objective. You know your goal, and then you can just go out and work towards it.
All right. Now, before we started the interview, you told me you've got two college acceptances. Maybe tell us about that, and then what maybe what you hope to study in college, if you've really decided yet.
Yeah, I've been accepted to Providence College and then also UMass Amherst into the honors program. I'm hoping to get into the mechanical engineering program wherever I go, but I'm not really heart set on that quite yet. That's just, I guess, what my heart is going towards right now.
Yeah. Well, there's always time to change and so on. And but that makes a lot of sense from what you've told me so far. And you're still waiting for a few more colleges. Now, you're not thinking of playing sports, are you, at college? Other than are you anybody recruiting you at all in that regard?
No. Yeah. Definitely too big of schools to play at. But I think I'll be fine if I pick up some intramural sports or whatever. I guess I never really looked into playing sports in college. The closer I got, it was just seemed like I should be more focused on school and college than playing sports, as much as I love sports.
No, I got you. Well, and again, as a National Honor Society member as well, academics is huge, and I think that the colleges present a lot of intramural opportunities. So there's that option will always be available for you at colleges for sure. Yeah. Ryan, anything else you want to share with us at all that I didn't ask you about, or in a reaction to winning the award?
I was very humbled when I heard that my athletic director, Mr. Franco, Chris DeFranco, nominated me for the award. Me and him have gone way back. Actually, in sixth grade, my first year playing basketball for the school, he was the head coach, and so we got off on the right foot there, and we've really been close ever since. I had him for AP U.S. History last year. He was the teacher, and he's a great guy. He's always been kind of a role model for me. We're very close, and I just want to extend my thanks to him.
Yeah, great. Well, it sounds like you've had a great experience so far at Georgetown, and best of luck at college come September. And it sounds like, again, you'll have plenty of options. And so good luck to you, Ryan, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Ryan Slack from Georgetown High School, the winner of the January Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month contest on MSONewsSports.com.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new Game Time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites, too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? Our service department ranks as one of the best in customer satisfaction because we respect our customers' busy schedule and we do repairs as quickly as possible with the least amount of inconvenience to you. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name, it's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and I'm joined now by Melissa Lubas. She is the female Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month Award winner for the month of January. And Melissa, congratulations and welcome to MSO.
Thank you.
You know, I'm looking at your sheet that James Coffey, the athletic director of Beverly, sent in to nominate you, and it took me about 3 days to read it. But your accomplishment over the last 4 years have been incredible at Beverly High School, so congratulations on that. And, you know, what's the big difference? I mean, you're the captain of the basketball team now. What's the big difference between when you first went to Beverly High School as a freshman, okay, coming out of, if you can remember that, 4 years ago, and now, 4 years later, what's the big difference on how you look at the school, if anything, if you can put that into words? Because I bet you were probably a little bit nervous that first day as a freshman.
Yeah, absolutely. I just think over the past 4 years, we just, like, learned a lot, like, through experiences, and, like, you just have a new perspective on everything, and, like, I guess now we're just, like, a lot more confident in your decisions 4 years later, just, like, going through everything.
Well, you're obviously confident as a student leader. I mean, that is pretty evident. Now, captain of the girls' team, what's that mean to be captain of the Beverly Panthers?
Being captain, it holds a lot of responsibilities, but, like, it's definitely a role I like to take. And to have. I mean, I just like helping the team out, like organizing things, just being a good role model, and just getting the team where they need to be, like pumping them up before games, anything they need. I just like hope I'm able to do it for them.
Mm-hmm. Do you have teammates that you've played with for a while that you're really comfortable with now?
Yeah, absolutely. My two co-captains, Alicia Cicchini and Olivia George, I've been playing with them all through middle school and up through high school, so it's like we're really close. We have a great bond.
And how's that feel now to make the state tournament as team captains?
Oh, that's so great. We were so pumped last night. We've been, like, wanting that 10th win, and with all the snow days, it's just been getting pushed up, and it just felt so good.
What's been a highlight for you this year in basketball, Melissa? What's maybe one or two things, either as a team or as an individual player, that you feel really good about?
Well, we've had a couple great overtime wins, and I think it was really exciting. We won in double overtime against Salem a couple weeks ago, and they're always our rival, so that was really exciting. And that was a big one. And we also had a buzzer beater win against Marblehead, which was really exciting because they're always a tough team to play. So those were two great wins to get for the season.
When you came into the high school, did you have any goals as a freshman, things that you wanted to do either in academics or athletics? In other words, were there, I don't want to say grades necessarily, but things that you wanted to achieve that first year?
Just my freshman year?
Yeah, to come in to start with, and we'll progress to where you are right now. But I'm coming out of middle school. It's a big step from eighth grade to ninth grade, and sometimes eighth graders aren't quite ready for that big step. So, did you have things that you wanted to accomplish, courses you wanted to do well in, and that kind of thing?
I mean, yeah, absolutely. I obviously wanted to start off well, get my like front foot in, like really just be successful from the start. And like same with basketball. I like obviously really want to strive and like make like varsity, like get that experience of the good girls. So both academic and athletic, I just want to push myself as much as I could.
Well, a lot of kids take it easy their senior year, and thank goodness you're not. I'm a longtime math teacher at Gloucester High School, and your senior year should be challenging to get you ready for, you know, for your freshman year. And obviously you've done that. Tell us a little bit about your course load this year, because it's really impressive.
Yeah, I'm taking two AP classes, AP Physics, which is my most challenging course, no doubt, this year.
Yep.
And I'm also taking AP Statistics, which is a math course. So those are my, obviously, most two challenging courses. And then I'm just in, the rest of my classes are honors between English, calculus, and, am I missing one?
You have foreign language?
No, we stopped foreign language last year. And then, I just have a couple. I have, like, a film class, and then I have an art class.
Excellent, excellent. No, that's terrific. And, in the top 10 in your class, and you're going to finish very high academically. That's outstanding. So, first of all, congratulations on that. And the other thing I'm guessing is that you must have a very good home environment or some kind of support system for you to be able to develop your self-discipline, because you have to be a disciplined young woman to be able to accomplish all this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my sister, she already graduated, like, her med school, so, like, she's, like, a really big role model in my life. And my mom and dad are always pushing me to do well, both athletically and academically as well. So between the three of them, it's just, like, it's really great to have them supporting me, like, between having to balance school and sports all the time.
Mm-hmm. What do you want to do? First of all, have you selected any school for next year yet? Have you decided?
I'm between two so far. I've been accepted to both. It's between Keene State or University of New England up in Maine.
All right, and what do you think you want to major in?
I'm looking into exercise science or kinesiology. They're pretty much the same thing, and they can, like, transfer over into, like, either, like, athletic training, physical therapy, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, a couple of quick questions now. What's been the most enjoyable experience at Beverly High School? And that's a trick question, because you've got so many things. You've got your clubs, you've got your extracurricular activities, and your classroom activities. When you look back on this on this senior year, what's been the best experience so far?
Thus far, I have to say Powder Puff, the girls' football game in November. It was hands down just such a great experience. It was so much fun bonding with all the girls all, like, November, preparing for the game against Salem. It was just a blast.
Did you guys beat Salem?
Oh, yeah, we did. Up in Bertram Field. It was awesome.
Okay. Well, I wasn't expecting that. That is pretty cool. Melissa, anything else that you'd like to tell us about the team, about Beverly High School, about your courses, or about yourself before I let you go?
No, I don't know. I mean, we're just hoping to make a good run in the tourney this year with the girls' team, and I'm hoping that we do the same thing we did last year, make it really far.
Yeah, that'll be great. And you're going to be you'll be doing spring track again?
Yep, track captain in the spring. Yep.
All right. So then, one final question. I usually ask our student athletes what their schedule is like. What is your daily routine like? Because you can't have a lot of free time. So, for example, you got a game, I believe, tonight. So what's your daily routine like, including, getting up in the morning and going to school? How do you fit everything in?
Well, I'm in school from about 8 to 1 every day, and then I'm usually home for a couple hours to eat lunch, do some homework in between, then either back off to practice for, like, 5 or 6 o'clock for a couple hours, then I'm home again to eat dinner at about 9 o'clock at night, do some more homework, go to bed.
I totally get that. And not a lot of time for TV or you must have a phone attached to your wrist, though, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. 24/7.
Okay. All right. Melissa, it's been a joy talking to you. And every time we interview our Moynihan athletes, student athletes of the month, I always feel so good about the future of this country, and I know that you're going to do well. Congratulations to you and your parents, and best of luck to you, and we'll probably catch up with you and your team during the state tournament.
Great. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, Melissa, thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That is Melissa Lubas, who is one of the captains of the Beverly High School girls basketball team, and she is the January Moynihan Lumber North Shore Student Athlete of the Month. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore. All right, we're back live now, and Bill Newell is on the line to talk a little bit about the stuff we just heard. Bill, we just played the student athletes. We replayed it from the interview that you did and the interview I did, and it's always amazing to talk to these kids, how mature they are and all the accomplishments that they've had. I can't remember that far back when I was that age, but good God, that stuff took me years to accomplish, so great, great program.
Yeah, it's shocking how poised they are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Bill, what's the process this year? I know that the North Shore Student Athlete Program has been around for a long time. Gerard Moynihan, Moynihan Lumber, and his family have organized this thing along with others. And it's been a great program. Some unbelievable student athletes have been awarded the Athlete of the Year over the years by the program. But what's the process this year? Because I know a lot of schools are involved in it, but how does a school get involved in it, and then how do these kids get picked?
Well, any school can get involved with it by simply going to the website, clicking on and nominating. So, and all the athletic directors are given reminder emails. Paul Halloran sends them out, works from Grant Communications. Then all the entries are reviewed. I'm on that committee this year, along with Phil Stacey of the Salem News and sports editors from Gloucester, Newburyport, and from the Daily Item in Lynn. And so it's kind of a combined effort. We look at the nominations, and a lot of great people, actually, a lot of great student-athletes nominated for this every month. Obviously, we'd love to have more nominated, but we've done pretty well this year, and we're trying to stick right to that schedule, too. So, once the month of February ends, another reminder email goes out, and basically all those nominations have to be in kind of ASAP, because then the process begins to try to meet quickly and select them and try to stay on a schedule, a monthly schedule. Okay, on based off of the calendar, you know.
Yeah. Well, I know that every time we talk to Gerard, he's always incredulous that so many people are involved, but also that some of the schools are not involved, and it's too bad because, as you said, everybody gets that email, and be great. I mean, in this day and age, what does it take to fire that stuff off? But I tell you, I was looking at Melissa's qualifications that James Coffey sent in, and man, if you get guys like that qualification, it must be hard to pick an athlete each month because they're so well established and so well accomplished.
Well, the student athletes, and so these are not only, you know, these are people that really do well in the classroom and do well outside of the classroom in other activities, and then also do well athletically. Melissa Lubis, outstanding scholar.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she's number 4 in her class from Beverly High School, and so the people that are nominated all do very well. And then what's good is that, you know, it's a form that people fill out, but also athletic directors and coaches kind of do their own thing as well. So some are more narratives and some kind of more of a checklist kind of a thing. But we're able to sort through that. You know, Phil Stacey and Paul do a great job on that piece, kind of spearheading that. Steve Krause is in that group as well.
Mm-hmm.
Happened to miss last month, as a matter of fact. I shouldn't have left him out. But he's been, of course, very active in it since it ever started, I believe. So from the item. So anyways, it's you know, these guys have, and girls, I mean, they have just great credentials coming in. And so, you know, you got, you know, the athleticism is just a piece of it. The academics and the other things are also very important, as you could tell by reading the little box. The one that James copied was a very comprehensive one for
yeah.
Melissa Lubis.
It was.
I
thought she was going for the Nobel Prize in Physics or something. It was
exactly.
Amazing. It was amazing. But, you know, the other thing, too, Bill, is I know when Tim and I talk to these kids, you know, on this program, every time I talk to a kid who's won the award, a monthly award, and may not end up being, you know, the yearly winner, but every time I talk to a kid monthly, I'm just blown away, as you said, at the poise, but also maybe the vision and the maturity that these kids have. And I hear a lot of people complain about, oh, the country's going, you know, downhill and blah, blah, blah. And then you talk to these kids and you think, nope, we're okay. We're going to be all right.
Well, no, you're right. And, you know, what actually was kind of refreshing to me is that you do have, you sometimes run into kids, and you and I have both run into them, that, you know, have it all together, and you think, well, this kid is going to do, he likes this, you know, this subject, or he or she, and they're going to go there. But, you know, it was just kind of refreshing, I think, the last couple of months I've interviewed people. But the kids, you know, have, you know, they're getting their college, you know, situations together for next year. Many of them are seniors that are nominated. They'll have to be a senior, though. But they're getting their colleges together. But what was refreshing is that they don't necessarily have things set. And I think that's really a good thing, to go into college and not necessarily have everything nailed down.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because
you
can learn so much in those first couple of years of college, and there's so many things out there that, you know, just keep your options open, because you may not like what you're thinking you're going to like, and there's so many other things out there that you can do and adjust, and, you know, just don't, you know, make sure that you you know, don't get too specific if you don't need to get specific, but if you really love something and that's what you want to do, then that's great too. But a few people that we've interviewed lately seem to indicate to me that there's a little more flexibility there. They're not quite sure, but they have a general idea, and that's perfect. You know?
Well, yeah, I agree. I don't want the kids to peak too soon. You know, you don't want to peak in high school and have it downhill after that. And Melissa, you're right. Melissa wasn't sure. At this point, it's either Keene State or University of New England, and she's not exactly sure what she wants to major in because she's got a broad, you know, broad range of interests. So you're spot on. I agree with that. Maybe a difference, Bill, is like if a Division I athlete gets recruited or whatever, gets her scholarship, say to Syracuse or something like that, he's locked in. That's it. Case closed. So you're right. They do have options, and I like that.
Well, Ryan, for example, this month from Georgetown, you know, he's not going to play, you know, athletics at college. You know, he'll play intramurals, mm-hmm. I suppose, you know. And that's fine, too.
Yep.
I mean, you know, there's just so many options out there to play intramurals at colleges. And that, you know, comes a day, I mean, he's, you know, there's no pretenses about it. He knows that, you know, he's had a, you know, athletics have been, you know, I'm putting words in his mouth here, but, you know, he really enjoyed it, got a lot out of it. You know, met some great people, but he knows that he's not going to be playing, you know, Division III sports or whatever when he goes on to college or Division II or Division I. But he, you know, obviously athletics have been very important to him, and he'll figure out something to stay active, I'm sure.
Well, they got great futures ahead of them, both of them. I know that, and all those kids do. Bill, just changing the subject here before I get Mr. Kearns on the line. We've got the state tournament coming up in a couple of weeks. Just talked with Bill Cahill, Gloucester coach, boys basketball, and they made it. They're in. They got their 10th win or 9th win, whatever it is. They are in, and they're looking now. It's funny to hear these coaches talk at this particular time, and I hadn't heard this before. Now they're jockeying for position for seeds to get a higher seed. Heard that last week at the hockey game, too, between Peabody and Gloucester. So it's actually a pretty interesting week coming up.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, there's... you know, for league titles, there's less and less at stake. I think right now a lot of that stuff has kind of been decided or and so on. But it is for positioning. Some teams still trying to qualify, finish up strong this week and qualify. But other teams, you're right, getting one more win might make a difference. Might mean a home game versus an away game. Might mean two home games or whatever in the tournament, at least in basketball,
mm-hmm.
and before they go to neutral sites and so on. So everything like that can be important coming down the stretch here. But, you know, this is kind of a disjointed week. There's just so many things going on with outside of league, different tournaments and so on and games. So there is a lot going on this week, and I guess we'll get it pretty well figured out on where folks are going. I assume it's going to happen all next weekend or first thing a week from today at the latest, I think.
Now, who do you see, Bill, coming out of the area in terms of basketball? Obviously, Salem for the boys, and what other schools have impressed you so far?
Well, you know, Salem is clearly the class. However, you know, they did they lost to Lowell by 2 points the other night. A big school. I think Lowell's got to be a Division I school, but Salem, you know, is enrollment wise, I think they're going to go down. So. You know, so they're, you know, I don't know what that means for them as far as the tournament is concerned, but it might be kind of promising for them moving forward looking at the tournament. Then you've got a team like Danvers, who is very tournament tested. Definitely they don't have the same team they've had the last few years. Their tallest player is like 6'1". But then I think there's a lot of wild card things going on too. I mean, we've looked at girls and, you know, a number of teams have pulled out some big wins. We saw St. Mary's win the other day against Revere in our video game, but then they went and lost to Fenwick in a big game on the road, albeit there. So teams can be a little bit up and down, but you're right. But they're right now, as you mentioned, Rick, jockeying for get that last win or two to try to get the, you know, step up their record.
All right. What about North Shore today? Are we doing that in the morning?
I guess we have to, right?
Yeah, yeah. I guess so. As long as the temperature doesn't drop below 13 below, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, we'll be all set.
Okay.
We'll just, we got a little white stuff out there now, huh?
Yeah,
but what, it's going to be 55 degrees tomorrow? This is crazy. This is nuts.
In the afternoon, yeah.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Yeah, it's actually kind of, yeah, that was, are we through with winter right now? I think pretty much, huh? We went through this cold spell.
Pretty much, that's it.
Just another snowstorm or two, could be another foot maybe.
Well, winter lasted for what?
Who knows?
About 36 hours of winter, and that was it. We're all right, we're good.
It was tough. It was a lot of right. cold weather. Yeah, but you're right. So just watch out, though, tonight, I think, with the
absolutely
freezing rain and stuff, because it has been so cold. And I know that I was surprised. I got a lot of flight cancellations, too. I was watching the news earlier tonight on the Eastern Seaboard. So there's all kinds of flight cancellations, too. So it might be a little nastier than we think overnight. But as long as we don't have to go out, we'll be fine.
Yeah, going to be high winds and all that kind of stuff. So absolutely be careful. All right, Bill, anything else you want to mention on sports tonight before I talk to you in the morning?
No, I think that's good. You know, I think that there's there's a lot of teams that have had some really good years. You know, Salem basketball certainly comes to mind. We talked a little bit about St. Mary's. What a remarkable story they have been. You know, the thing is though, teams are going to lose. There are going to be some ups and downs. And Revere's had a nice year. And Swampscott girls basketball, to me, there's another great story of what a nice job that Caitlin Leonard's done with that program over there at Swampscott High School. But again, a lot of things to watch, and I'm sure we're going to keep an eye on, certainly Danvers basketball. I think will be interesting with the division and stuff and the postseason to see how they do moving forward.
All right, and plenty more interviews and videos to go as we move along.
Yep, you got it.
All right, Bill, I'll talk to you in the morning.
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you, Bill. All right, that is Bill Newell, the voice of North Shore Sports here on MSO News Sports, and he's also the voice of North Shore News now, as a matter of fact. He is the voice of the North Shore. Why don't we just leave it like that? Bill Newell, the voice of the North Shore. Okay, quick break. We'll talk with Tim Kearns, who is our sports analyst extraordinaire here on MSO, in just a second. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're thinking about replacing the windows in your home, please see the Anderson Woodright replacement windows. Why Anderson? With low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interiors, you can turn simple window replacement into significant home improvement. See the Anderson Woodright replacement windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in North Reading, Beverly, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
All right, we are back, and Tim Kearns joins us now from remote location. Tim, how you doing?
I'm doing really well, Rick. You know, with my truck will start, but at least I'm starting.
Well, that is good. That is good. as long as you don't need a jump start, that's good.
It's true. It's like my doctor says, if you check your pulse in the morning, you don't have one, don't bother getting up.
Don't call. That's right, yeah. yeah. Hopefully we can all go out like Justice Scalia did, you know, peacefully and at rest. But that's a story for another day. Oh, you know what, Tim?
Yes, it is.
I got to ask you. It's terrible to have these political questions, but I watched the Republican debate. Actually, it's a competitive interview. I watched the Republican competitive interview for about half an hour on Saturday night, and Justice Scalia had passed away that very day, and they were talking about stonewalling the president's nomination for Supreme Court Justice. And I'm thinking to myself, and they all mention it except for John Kasich. And I was thinking to myself that, you know what, I don't think that's how the Constitution works. I believe the president should be nominating somebody. Then it's up to Congress to decide if they want him or not. But wasn't that kind of a weird take on the whole thing?
Well, again, it's like watching Saturday Night Live when you watch the Republican debates on a Saturday night. In fact, the only thing similar or different about them is that Saturday Night Live is actually funny, and it's supposed to be funny. This is funny, but it's not supposed to be funny. You know, it's political posturing. You know, it's anti-Obama stuff. It's not anti-president stuff. It's anti-Obama stuff from these Republicans. You know, Reagan nominated people, and they were confirmed, you know, during his last year in office. And it's just posturing, and it's just ridiculous politics. You know, if a recent Republican, George Bush, you know, he nominated several people, but they were in 05 and 06. They tell me if it was in the last year of his administration, you don't think the Republicans will be pushing him to push somebody, to nominate somebody as fast as possible so they can get him nominated and get him into the Supreme Court beforehand? You know, and Kasich has come out and said the president should let the American voters decide. Well, the American voters don't get to decide. They get to elect the president who nominates him. So the process is like you said, is in place. And as President Obama says, I'm going to follow my constitutional, you know, authority, and I'm going to nominate someone. And, you know, will they block it? Yeah. But, you know, it all depends on who he nominates. You know, if he nominates a centrist, then it should go through.
Wouldn't you like to see that, Tim, with a 4-4 split right now? Wouldn't you love to see a moderate get in there, a centrist, as you said, and that would swing, that could swing the votes either way on every single vote. I would love to see that.
Oh, it certainly is, and you wouldn't have to rely on one person, you know, to be that swing person as Justice O'Connor was for many, many years. You know, she was appointed by Reagan, but she was a swing vote on a lot of key votes throughout the years, and it was, you know, Roe v. Wade for being overturned because she'd always vote against overturning it. So you really need a centrist when it's so divided, and a person who goes, okay, in this instance I see the conservative side, and this time
right.
I see the more liberal side, and it should vote that way. Someone who can see both sides of the issue. Right now, no one sees both sides of the issue. You know.
All right, boys and
you
girls.
Know, and,
That's our civics lesson, Tim. Let's talk sports for the next 3 minutes here. What's on your mind? What grabs your attention in sports?
Oh, Lord. Well, Peyton Manning's going to get a free pass on his accusations that when he was in college, you know, he sexually harassed a woman trainer who, you know, reported it, but it kind of got swept under the rug after she got paid off. She left the school. You know, I mean, you can't tarnish the, you know, Peyton Manning's reputation, but, you know, you can accuse Tom Brady of telling guys let air out of the ball and to try to and destroy his reputation. So we're going to see. It'll be interesting to see with the free agency coming up soon who the Patriots go after. You know, will they go after, you know, Forte, the running back, the guy who just left Chicago? It's going to be very interesting. Do they go after the running back? Do they go after, you know, a couple of big offensive linemen that they could really, with experience, that they could use? They've got some big holes. You know, do they go after a truly effective deep receiver? Can they find someone? It's going to be interesting to see how things are working out down in Foxborough, inside the vault with Belichick and company, and what their plan's going to be. You know, the Bruins, being the Bruins, you know, they've been hot and cold, better on the road than they've been at home. You know, I think they're going to, if they get to the playoffs, they're going to limp into the playoffs. They'll be one and done. The Celts are third in the conference. I mean, it's, who'd have thought that with the cast of players that they have, but they're playing well, and, you know, you got to give Brad Stevens the kudos, for getting these guys to buy into the system and play. You know, he's got a big name free agent sitting on the bench that can't get playing time because, according to Stevens, you know, this is the end of basketball. So do you look to trade him to get another piece of the puzzle? That's probably going to happen. But you know, catch his report later this week. Oh my God, here we go again.
The Celtics have won 3 games in the past week or so that they had no right to win. It was amazing. And they came from behind. They stuck one of the games, I think with about 20 seconds left, they were down by 6 points. They put that one overtime, and then they won it. But they've won some really big games. And they're playing that team basketball that is reminiscent of many years ago. So it is kind of fun to be watching it right now.
Oh, and, you know, it certainly is. And you know, the thing about that is, you know, did you deserve to win the game? Well, if you come out on top, you deserve to win the game.
Oh, yeah.
Because in crunch time, you played harder than the other guy. You made plays the other guy came that they should have made,
well,
they didn't make. You made the plays, you know, beating Cleveland. You know, you put yourself in a position, you came back, you put yourself in a position to win the game on a last-second shot. So, yeah, if you put yourself in a position to win, then you deserve to win that game.
Do you remember last year how many times they couldn't finish? They came from behind. They had leads over big teams, and they couldn't finish. They're finishing this year.
Yeah, that's the biggest difference, and it's probably a change in some of the personnel that they have managed to pick up this year because it's a bit of a different cast. You know, you've got Evan Turner playing really, really well. Everybody's sort of accepting their roles. You know, you're getting big games from Solinger. He's in a lot better shape. He's making better plays. Marcus Smart's back. He's playing this year where he was hurt last year. So you get a lot of different guys contributing to this year. And, again, they're a year older. They're a year more experienced. And Stevens is a year older as well. And he's really growing into that job. He's seeming to be such a great fit for the Celtics, you know.
To be able to nurture those egos and mete out the time the way he does is remarkable.
Yeah, and that's the key is finding a way to win with these guys, you know, this collection of, you know, who would you take if, you know, out of the Celtics, who would you say I would pick him first in a pickup game?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Who would you pick? You know, if you
had all,
you can pick from any team.
Good point.
In the league to pick your five guys. Are you going to pick anybody from the Celtics?
Nope, not going to happen.
No.
You're right.
But, you know, they're playing team basketball.
I know.
And that's exactly what you want to play.
Yeah, and what's that remind you of? Coach, I hope you can make it up here next Monday night. We plan to do a show as we head into the state tournament. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. So get that truck back on the road, will you?
Yeah, that's where it is. It's on the road, but not moving.
Okay. All right, well, light it up. All right, Tim, thanks. Be safe. Have a great week off.
You too, Rick.
All right, talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That is Tim Kearns, our MSO sports analyst here on MSONewsSports.com. My thanks to all of our guests tonight, to Bill Newell, Tim Kearns especially, also to Bill Cahill, the coach of Gloucester High School, and Ryan Slack and Melissa Lubas, the North Shore Student Athletes of the Month from the month of January. I'm Rick Moore, along with our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky. We'll see you next week, and we'll see you tomorrow morning and every morning on North Shore Today.
This is MSO Radio at MSONewsSports.com.